It's my joy as the speaker on the program Sermon and Song to welcome you today to another program of the Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ in sermon and in song. We're glad that you're here. We count it a privilege to have the opportunity to speak to you about the wonderful, glorious, blessed truths that we find in the Word of God. We're in the book of John, chapter 19, and yesterday we looked at verse 35, where the Apostle John declared, "I was there. I saw Jesus die on the cross, and I know that that took place." Now today we move to verse 36, "For these things were done, that the Scripture should be fulfilled. A bone of him shall not be broken." Now let's read on to verse 37, because here is another Scripture fulfilled. "And again another Scripture saith, they shall look on him whom they pierced." Now here is the fulfillment of two prophecies in the Old Testament. I have said it a number of times on the broadcast, and I think it would not be unwise to mention it again, that these prophecies that are fulfilled in the Scripture were not fulfilled in order to fulfill the prophecies. In other words, the soldiers coming to Jesus and not breaking his legs because he was already dead, they did not do that because they wanted to fulfill prophecy. They knew nothing whatsoever about prophecy. And, of course, the soldier that pierced his side, he did not do that to fulfill the Scripture that said, "They shall look on him in whom they have pierced." You see, God is omniscient, and that means that God knows everything, and God certainly is all knowledge from past and present and into the future and forever on both ends of the spectrum. God is omniscient. He knows all. He knows everything, and he knew exactly what was going to happen when Jesus died on the cross. He knew that. That was before the foundation of the world. His crucifixion was planned. There was a review of that plan on the Mount of Transfiguration. There was a surrender to that plan completely by the physical body of the Lord Jesus Christ in the Garden of Gethsemane. And the carrying out of that plan, we find, took place just exactly as God knew that it would take place. Well, we find here these soldiers doing these acts, not breaking his bones, and the other one piercing his side. It fulfilled what God said in the Old Testament Scriptures that would happen when the Savior was crucified. Now, they did not do that to fulfill Scripture, but God knew they would do that before the foundation of the world. That's the kind of God I serve. That's the kind of God you ought to serve. How foolish it is for men to serve the gods of this world. How foolish it is for men to serve the gods of gold and silver. How foolish it is for men to serve the gods of pleasure and fun. You know, my dear friend, that's exactly what the world is doing today. The majority of the people in the world today are concerned only with satisfying the flesh. They're concerned only with getting what they can get for themselves that they think will give them pleasure and give them fun. That's exactly their God. That is their God. Many have automobiles as their God. Many have boats and campers as their God. Others have children as their God. Now, it's great to love children and protect them and be with them and care for them, but not make a God out of them. And it certainly others have education as their God. I think that's one of the biggest gods that we've got in America today, and that's spelled with a little G. The public education of America today is the God of some people. They think absolutely that is the end of all things. That is the final authority. Whatever is taught in the public schools and the public colleges of America today, and perhaps in other countries as well, they think this is the final word. This is the end of it all. This is the zenith of knowledge. And therefore, they scratch and work and strive to serve the God of education. Well, that God certainly is not the God of heaven. That's not the God of Israel. That's not the God, Jehovah God of the Bible. That's not the God that sent Jesus Christ to die for us on Calvary. And therefore, my friend, it is a God that cannot have the power that the God, the true God of heaven has. It certainly has a lot of power over people. And a lot of people today are sold out to it. And if the educational system says that we evolved from some sort of a lower species and that the world came into existence through some great big bang in the cosmos, then they believe it and swallow it, just like a little jaybird in the nest when the mother comes and lights on the nest. And immediately, as soon as mother lights on the nest, all the little jaybird mouths go wide open, and whatever mother chooses to drop in, they'll take it and accept it. That's exactly the way most of the society of our country and many countries today are doing. They are opening their mouths like baby jaybirds, and whatever the educational system of this world drops into their mouth, that's exactly what they do. That's exactly what they believe, and they'll stand on it. They'll accept it as fact. They'll never investigate it for themselves, because the educators, the doctors, and the scientists, and the geologists, and all of the rest of the great, highly educated hierarchy of the country have agreed that this is the way it is, and so they accept it. My, how foolish some men can be. How foolish some men can be. Why would not you receive and accept the omniscience of a holy God, the God of the Bible? That's the God I'm talking about. You say, well, now that's debatable, preacher. Now that's debatable. Is the Bible really true? Well, you wouldn't know. You haven't read it. You wouldn't know if you'd make a statement like that. You wouldn't have any idea. You've never read it. You don't know anything about it. You don't know the first thing about it because you've never read it. If you have read any portions of it, you've read it just to criticize it, to try to find something wrong with it. So you're certainly no judge of whether the Bible is true or not. But yet I have absolute proof that the Bible is true. Thousands, hundreds and hundreds of years at least before Jesus died on the cross, the Bible tells us that his bones would not be broken. The Bible tells us that they would pierce his side. And then when the time come and they did that, it was another absolute, indisputable truth that the Bible is God's word and that we have the truth right here before us in God's word. How glad I am that God let me, by simple faith, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and accept the Bible as God's word. It would be wise for you to do the same.